Well, this is going to be a good message, and I could go and fight me all day. Father, we thank you and we praise you tonight for your goodness and your mercy. And Father, that song is so true. We do need more of you. And Father, we bind up every foul spirit out of the pit of hell that's going to try to stop this message, because this message come from you. And Father, we thank you and we praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. You would think the devil would have enough sense to know that when God tells you to do something, you're going to do it no matter how he fights. But I don't think it's sunk into his head yet. So, you know, I thank God because the devil should know me by now. Whatever he tells me not to do, I'm going to do because I know it's God telling me to do it. So tonight, I'm going to be talking about a spirit of oppression. And we're all very familiar with this spirit. And I thought I knew everything there was to know about it. But thank God. Demonic oppression can be experienced in various ways. Physical ailments such as sleeplessness, nightmares, strong anxiety, self-mutilation, addictions, and physical illnesses. Spiritual deadness that includes apathy and anger towards God, interest in false religion systems, emotional upheaval such as regular outbursts of anger. How many of us have had that? High and low emotional levels, self-justification, fear, hopelessness, and abnormal fixations. Financial difficulties such as constant and unusual financial pressures. Sometimes numerous things go wrong all very quickly, and it causes us great financial strain. Many times people don't have demonic oppression, and the reality is they just don't know how to control themselves, their anger, or their lust. A lot of times when we go through these things that I just mentioned, it don't connect. Hey, this is a spirit of oppression, you know, or depression, or whatever. It's just that, man, I'm going through this thing and I just feel so bad, you know. So oppression affects so many in the church as well as secular people. The spirit of oppression is grossly underestimated by the church. Its effects are far-reaching and varied. So what is oppression? The Hebrew word for oppression, pronounced oshek, O-S-H-E-Q, meaning oppression, extortion, to obtain from a person by force, intimidation, or undue illegal power, cruelty. The Merriam-Webster College Dictionary defines oppression as unjust or cruel exercise of authority or power. It is a sense of being weighed down in body or mind, or depression. I lived that for years, because of the spirits the enemy had on me. And Pastor Barber sent me a email from, was it Jay Bartlett? Faith, that woman with all them demons. She had 2,000 some demons come out in one night. And I said, I'm not the only one. Because God said I had the hordes of hell and something other else. But it had to go with, you had like that legion. That's what was the legion. And then I had the hordes of hell. I didn't dare count how many were in the hordes of hell, because it just took me enough to bear that I had two to 5,000 demons in me. And it's like, you know, if you see me walk around here belching, just, you know, praise God, you know. Hey, they're not all out yet. But I thank God for the freedom that he's already given me, you know. And I'm not giving up. I'm just as stubborn as the devil is. And I'm just as bullheaded as he is. Okay. When a person is oppressed, they just can't seem to get up and get ahead, no matter what they do. This can apply to certain things in a person's life or their lives as a whole. There are multitudes of Christians, as well as those in the world, being oppressed in some way or another. The lack of results in ministry when praying, constant lack of opportunity, everything. It often due to a spirit of oppression. Just when you seem like you're coming out of debt, then you lose your job. Your unexpected bill pops up. Just when you are preparing to do ministry, then those who you are going to minister to cannot come. We must not ignore this spirit, for it has long held down the people of God. If you get this truth in your spirit today, it will change your life. And God let me know that when this spirit of oppression is lifted off of us and lifted off of this church, we are going to excel. There's nothing that's going to be able to stop us. Because the devil has held us down too long. He has had his way too long. And we're fighting and fighting and fighting. And it's like, we ain't getting nowhere. So, when God gave me this message, it was like, whoa. That's what we need to be free of, the spirit of oppression. There are many times in the life of a Christian wherein they are oppressed. I had to get my words right because possessed wanted to come out instead of oppressed. You know, it was like, I ain't being possessed. I might be oppressed, but I ain't possessed. Not only can one's life, individual life, be oppressed, but ministries, churches, families, cities, nations, and ethnic groups can be oppressed as well. The enemy tries to overwhelm Christians with things, issues, troubles, burdens, lack, causing oppression. After a long time or extended time of oppression, the Christian can then be depressed. Oppression is caused by external circumstances, while depression is rooted in the thoughts of the individual who constantly consider the external things, thus causing it to be internalized. It's our responsibility to come against this spirit. But first you got to know what you're fighting. You got to know, you know, what spirit's on board. I've often heard Christians petitioning God for his power. With God's power comes responsibility. God extends to us his power for his purposes. When we look at the life of Jesus, we must seek to do those things that he did. He said we would in John 14:12-14, and in Acts 10:38, we see some of the things that Jesus did. And it reads, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So God is with us, and we know that. If I don't know anything else, I have put down in my spirit that he said he would never leave me and he would never forsake me. And I hung on to that. For a long time, when the enemy would push me back down, when God would pick me up, I would be good for a while, and then, bam, there the enemy is again. And he's not going to give up, but I got the victory. And I know now who I'm fighting. and I can fight just as hard as he can fight. It is our responsibility to deliver those oppressed of the devil. Yet because we are oppressed, we cannot focus on the work that we, the church, is called to do. Those who are oppressed are captives in some capacity, and we must, who must be set free. We must throw this spirit off of ourselves, and then we will be free to go and deliver many in Jesus' name who are being held captive by this spirit. And see, that's what I said before. God said once this spirit is broken, there's no stopping us, because devil can't get us down. He's going to attack. He's going to attack you till the day you die. And then he's going to try to stop that, because he definitely don't want you to go to heaven. So the purpose of oppression is to hold down. A long-term oppression causes depression within a person with the intent to cause regression or people to go backwards. And that happened to me for a long time. Just when I thought I was getting ahead, I was more behind than I thought I was ahead. You know? And it's like, what is going on here? Why can't I do for God what God has called me to do? And that spirit of oppression, it stops you dead in your tracks. You can't even think straight. You can't do anything. God might give you a good idea. He might tell you to go down the street and speak to this man down here, and that oppression will kick in, and next thing you know, you're home asleep. Somebody else will do it. You know? I'm tired. I worked all day. That's the way it is. He can talk you right out of everything. Whenever you try to move forward in God and receive his promises, then the enemy uses oppression as a weapon against you to try and get you to go back or regress, return to an earlier, worse condition. And I've been there many times, many times. It is the purpose of oppression to not only overburden someone with issues, but also to cause them to be too full, busy, or depressed to employ the God-ordained strategies necessary to bring them out. Oppression discourages. Oppression is like a cloak that is put upon a person. Yet unless we do a wardrobe change, we cannot come out. Isaiah 61:3 speaks of this wardrobe change. It says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And how many times has God been telling us praise is where it's at? The devil cannot stay when you praise God. What I like about it, he was the head of praise in heaven. So the best way to get back at him is to praise. Stomp on his head as you're dancing and praising God. I like to do that. I seen this t-shirt today, and it made me think. It was so funny because, you know how when you're by yourself in your house, you know, you got your music on, you just getting with it, you just dancing and everything. And then when you come in the house of God, you're just, you know. But when you're home by yourself, you let loose. And I seen that t-shirt, and it says, dance like you're dancing it at home or you're alone. And it's like, I said, Lord, that is so true. If we would just learn and what God has been trying to get through us for the last, I know I've been here since 2005, and he's been trying to get us to do it since then and way before then, to just get up and cut loose. But the spirit of oppression, you can't move. It won't let you move, no matter how hard you try and no matter how much you want to. Except for Sister Catherine, boy, she just lets loose, man. She just gets with it. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So it's a garment of praise. So before we come to church, okay, God, I'm putting on my garment of praise to loose these chains that the enemy's put on me, right? That they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And how many times has God used trees in the Bible? He calls people as trees. So we are trees of righteousness. We have everything that God has ordained us to be. But the enemy wants to stop us because he knows what we're going to do. And we're going to shut his doors to hell to where they can't be open. Because God said he opens doors that no man can shut. And he shuts doors that no man can open. So if we shut the doors to the enemy, he can't get in. And that's what we got to do. We have learned in this church, in these teachings, all about faith, all about healing, all about prosperity, all about everything that we need. God has given us anointing after anointing after anointing. And he expects us to use what he's put in us. So tonight, God wants you all to know that when this spirit of oppression that we're battling, when it is broken, the devil has lost. We will go out there on them streets. We will be the light on our jobs. We will be the light for our families. They can't stand you now. They definitely ain't going to be around you after that. They're going to be so afraid. Well, if I go around him, they're going to talk to me about God. They're going to want me to get saved. You know what I'm saying? But we ain't going to have to say nothing because it's going to shine all out all over us. You know? And I thank God because my family members need God. I don't know about yours. Recently, this gentleman had been crying out to the Lord because he had felt oppressed. So much it seems was on him. Yet the provisions to accomplish the vision that I was sure the Lord had given me was not there. Okay, Lord, you gave me this vision. You want me to do this. Now I need the finances to do it. And it makes you depressed when it don't come through. You know? You're saying, okay, God, come on now, let's get with this. It was at this point that I would either have to downsize the vision that God gave me or throw off the cloak of oppression and praise and glorify God. So often in the past, I have succumbed to this spirit. And how many of us have done that? We just give into it. While looking at my tools to come out, but not using them, I have found that at these times when I cry out to God for deliverance, he does not move on my behalf to deliver me. Rather, there seems to be a silence from heaven. Sometimes I am so overwhelmed by responsibility, lack of provisions, and etc., that I raise my level of weeping and crying out to God, yet to no avail. Ain't that what we do? God, you said. God, you told me to do this. Still silence from heaven. It was at this point that many lose their faith. It is only when I stop weeping, complaining, and wondering, and pick up and employ God's biblical strategies that I had all along, that I began to see some breakthrough. So we can be sitting there all this time, God, you said, God, I need the provision. God, I need this. God, I need that. God, I need strength. Get off your duff and start praising. And that will knock the devil down. He hates praises. If we could just get that in our spirit, that he hates praises. Every time I get to praising God on the way to work and I really get into praise, I get a speeding ticket. Now I can't figure that one out. I said, God, why didn't you just tell me, hey, shut up, you got a cop behind you. You know? And it's like, Lord, help me. Because you can get into, I'd love praising God on the way to work. It's just you and him and, you know, but you got to watch that rear view mirror. Because they will get you every, they don't care if you're praising God or not. And it's like, God. When trying to get an understanding of oppression, you must know that it is both a spirit and a weapon. Yes, oppression is a spirit that is used as a weapon against you. It is formed against you and designed specifically to be advantageous against you. Based on your particular weaknesses or bents, they observe you to see how they can find a doorway to oppress you. When they find the right doorway of sin, disobedience, then they form an oppressive weapon to use in that area against you. We must always remember Isaiah 54:17. I've been quoting that scripture so much here lately that I think I wrote it in the Bible. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage. This is what belongs to us of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Oppression should not be able to prosper against you, but to stop it, you must shut the doors that it would operate through. I want you to understand something. The greater the call, the greater the work, the greater God's purpose breakthrough for you, then the greater the oppression and resistance from the enemy. And how many times has Pastor Barbara been telling us that? You don't have these little imps anymore. You don't have these little monkeys with the wings on the back just flying around. You got the big dogs. Because we have come out from a lot of stuff that the enemy has thrown our way. We have got victory after victory. And now these little demons, they're nothing. We see them coming a mile away. But now we're in a territory that we don't know. We're feeling our way through. And that's why God is showing us these things that we must conquer and we must get through. Many Christians don't think that they are important enough for the enemy to take the time to design weaponry to specifically stop them. Stop looking at what you are presently doing and begin to see God's desire purpose in your life. The enemy has designed weapons against you, not because of what you're doing now, rather for the potential you have when you fully embrace God's purpose for your life. And God let me know, too, that if you have a spirit, we'll say a spirit of anger, okay? And that spirit, it eats at you. It's like a cancer. And when you hold on to that spirit, that cancer eats you up on the inside. And if you don't get rid of it, eventually it kills you, just like the cancer. So if you don't keep it under the blood, because I had, everybody here knows that I had that spirit of fear. So as I conquer that spirit of fear, I keep it under the blood. Whenever I have to face that fear, God, please don't let this spirit take me over. I keep it under the blood. And he let me know that about gluttony. You want to get rid of any spirit, you put it under the blood. And God will take care of it. And eventually you won't have to worry about that spirit anymore. It'll all be gone. So every morning when I get up, I put the fear under the blood because I don't know what I'm going to have to face. And I had the spirit of the fear of unknown. I had to know every detail, what I was going to do, who was going to do what. I had to know everything. And when I start putting that fear under the blood, then it's easier to face it. It's easier with the gluttony. And it's working. I mean, it's really working. And the anger. Sometimes I just, you know, like this paper says, you just have a burst of anger. I keep everything that's fighting me under the blood. Because it's God's problem, not mine. He made me. Yeah, them spirits come in. But God knew they was going to be there. And he's given me the wisdom to conquer them and to get rid of them so that I could be in that place where I need to be when those people start coming through those doors. Because I'm going to be ready. And I'm going to do what God tells me to do. Like that song says, we are brave. We're going to do what God has called us to do. This church is going to survive. We are surviving. Many confuse the operations of the spirit of oppression with being cursed. Although curses can use oppression to enforce its objective, oppression can also work outside of a curse as a weapon against people. One way to identify the operation of a spirit of oppression is when you first start out doing something, you find success, then all of a sudden, things dry up. This can often signify that a spirit of oppression has stepped in to be a weapon to resist you and what you have been called, given, or called to do. The enemy uses the spirit of oppression as a weapon against you to do many things, some of which are hinder your finances and provisions, living from hand to mouth, paycheck to paycheck, barely getting by. And each time it seems that you're getting ahead, then something else comes up to hinder you from having enough. Over and over again, this happens. So the next time this happens to you, you know, let this message kick in and say, hey, wait a minute. This must be a spirit of oppression. And then you take control over it. It can stop people from getting saved or coming to the Lord. They can oppress individuals, families, communities, cities, nations, ethnic groups, causing people to get saved, not to get saved, or come to Christ for salvation. They will oppress people from getting saved to cause you to be discouraged and stop trying to evangelize. How many times you think, you know, you was going to witness to somebody or something, and then you say, oh, what's the use? They don't want God no way. You know? There ain't no sense of saying nothing because they're just going to reject it. How do you know? That might be their time. But the spirit of oppression don't want you to come forth and speak. One day you may talk to a person and they seem interested in Jesus Christ, yet the next day they don't want to hear anything about him. It is a good possibility that the spirit of oppression used someone to discourage them from coming to Christ, thus oppressing their salvation. Frustrate the growth of a church or ministry. When you know that God has called you to do a certain ministry service for him and you don't see a breakthrough or your ministry may be shut down or have limited results, it might be the enemy oppressing people from responding and other things. And I've seen that happen too. You know? It can stop opportunity for advancement and promotion. You may have favor with a job when you first start, then things go downhill from there. You see those who are not as skilled as you being promoted above and before you. They are holding or pressing down your opportunities. And I had that on my job. Everybody that came in there the same time I did, they were progressing. They were getting assistant manager jobs. They were going to different departments. But that spirit got to talking to me. You can't do that. You know, you're dumb. You don't know how to do that stuff. So what I do? I stayed as cashier. Everybody else moved on and moved up. Because I listened to that spirit. Because it had me to where, what's the word? You don't have faith in yourself. Yeah. You just, you know, everybody's smarter than you and everybody can do better than you. So, not their fault, it's my fault. I had just as much opportunity as they had. But I listened to the spirit that held me down. And now I'm just ready to quit work altogether. You don't think that's spirit of oppression, do you? I think I've worked long enough. But I got to keep on working. It oppresses healing and deliverance. You quote the word, believe it healing, yet the manifestation does not come. Those oppressive spirits are trying to hold you down and oppress the manifestation of God's healing and deliverance power in your life. Oppress the anointing from flowing when a person is ministering. They can oppress the speaker, singer, or the people that are ministering to. They may use fear, doubt, sleepiness to cause the anointing from flowing. And that's happened to me too. Oppress families causing issues. Your family may always be broke, never have peace. Perhaps one issue after another rises up in your family. This may be a way the enemy uses to oppress you through family issues and trouble. Oppress breakthrough in a community, people group, including youth, women, and men. The spirit of oppression can target individual groups and categories of people to oppress them. He can lead them to sin and then oppress them. Such is the case with many communities that have a lack of men due to imprisonment or whatever, or with the youth trying to get them to pursue some fantasy or becoming famous so they can be worshiped. Look at me. I'm so-and-so, head of a gang, you know, because you make you all big and bad, but if they only knew. Oppress your health and strength. Sometimes you can feel exhausted or weak, yet you know that you have rested. Many people wake up tired. That's because half time you're battling all night. This should not be. There is a possibility that oppression is at work to stop you from having the strength to be a testimony for the living God. Oppress your name by slander. The enemy can oppress you by discrediting or slandering your name and your character falsely. And that's what they've been doing for the Lighthouse Church in the town of Camden. They've been having those meetings and stuff to pray against us, you know, to stop us, which they should know by now it ain't gonna work. You think they'd give up. They tried to slander us. They tried to tell Pastor Barbara, why don't you just sit down? You know, Once you just lighten up on your messages, then your church will be full. I'd rather speak to that beam right there and have nobody than give up what God's given me and have a church full. Because I'm going to tell you one thing right now. People don't have a heaven and they don't have a hell to put you in. But God does. And if we don't do the work that he has called us to do in the way that he wants us to do it, you know where you're going to go. And the devil's just waiting. Oppress your time with issues and problems, especially other people issues. You could have planned to spend time in prayer. When the enemy has someone call you with a supposed emergency, all with the purpose of oppressing your time. Ain't that the truth? Oppress your faith to believe God. These spirits try to hold down and stop your faith to believe God. They want you to doubt what God is doing and what you have asked him to do. Oppress breakthrough in your life. Whenever you are been striving to have a breakthrough, the enemy pushes down with hopes that you accept where you are and what you have, yet with the intentions to take even that from you. He oppresses dreams and revelations from the Lord, just as with the prophet Daniel, whose answer from God through an angel was delayed, oppressed because of demonic activity. So could your dreams and revelations from God be delayed and hindered as well? And that's what he does. He can oppress you from understanding the word of God. He can oppress the gifts of the Holy Spirit from operating in people's lives. It can oppress you from getting into prayer. These spirits try to oppress the Christians from getting into the presence of God. You might be wanting to go to prayer, but then it's like you have to fight just to even get in the presence of God. You have to battle because the enemy don't want you to get into the presence of God because he knows when you do, he's lost. You got victory. The enemy uses a variety of tools to oppress the people of God and others. They can use fear to oppress, lack to oppress, sickness to oppress, other people to oppress you with their words or opinions. This can happen through people picking on you, discouraging you, or making everything that you do or are called to do seem like nothing. So many people are praising God and praising God for a breakthrough over and over again. Yet that breakthrough does not happen. Why? Often it is oppression that is held up and pressing it down. The garment of praise increases our faith. For in praising God, we put in view his divine attributes, thus giving us greater faith and confidence in him. Yet that should not be the only weapon or tool that we use. Praise can bring in God's presence and send the enemy fleeing, but when we stop praising, they come back. The proper tool to use here is binding and casting out the spirit of oppression. This is how we resist them, causing them to flee from us, as in James 4:7. It says, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Whether you have asked for something in faith and praise God for the manifestation, sometimes it might yet require that you bind the spirit of oppression off of those things that you have asked and praised God for. God can give you a ministry and a specific vision on how to fulfill it, and it's still not manifest because the spirit of oppression has come against you. Cast the spirit out and then keep it out and watch the manifestation of God's promises break forth in your life. So tonight, God is saying, this is our answer. What we have to do. We have to bind the spirit of oppression. We've already had the praise and worship, you know. So God, we know God's already here because he lives here. So we have to bind the spirit of oppression off those things that you have asked and praised God for.